hello, sweetheart. How are you doing?
Yeah.
All your little friends gone home then?
Yeah. Good. Good.
How did the pool party go?
Mm-hmm.
No, I know. I was around, of course, wasn't I? To watch you and your three, four friends, wasn't it? Padding around the pool and running in and out of the house and yelling and screaming and squeaking at each other while I've been home trying to work. Yeah. No, you haven't been at all distracting. Why? Was that what you were worried about? No? Oh, that's good. Because no, you weren't distracting at all. Oh. So, what is it you want? Oh, come on. You really think your old dad is that stupid, do you? I know perfectly well when you've got something on your mind, and I know perfectly well the tactics you use to get what you want. You've spent the entire day running about in tiny bikinis with three other girls, all of whom you've invited over specifically because you know, don't you, what I like to look at. And it's not even that bright. It's not even that warm outside. I'm surprised that you put... All right, that's a fair point. Yes, plenty of sunshine means you can lay out and tan, but the pool can't have been much fun, can it? Really? Well, no. Don't you think for a moment that I didn't notice you bouncing your way around the house and your little friends doing likewise? It's not hard to notice what a bunch of 18, 19-year-old girls are up to, is it? So, what was it you were trying to get out of your old dad, huh? You want to what? And you thought that I would be so aroused, turned on by all the exposed flesh and wobbling bits barely covered by tiny bikinis that I would just be in some kind of deeply sexual haze and just give you what you wanted? Really? Dear me. Go on then, explain what it is you want in full. Come on. Let's hear it. Let's hear what you've pimped your friends out for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I'm supposed to make that all right, am I? Is that what this is? Really? You think that I would be so easily swayed? Is that true? Yes, I thought there was another motive behind all this. Which one do I think is prettiest? Well, let's go through them, shall we? You brought me a blonde. She's quite cute. Tall. Long legs. Nice pert little ass. Not much in the way of a chest, though. She's pretty enough, I suppose. But not really my thing. The brunette wasn't bad, I suppose. Little more generously proportioned. Certainly a lot more pneumatic and a lot more eager to bounce up and down. That certainly caught my eye, particularly as she was wearing something that was basically quite accident-prone. It's a miracle she didn't expose herself. Oh, and the other girl, the one with the... what is that colour of hair? That sort of greyish, bluish... Oh, it's grey. Okay. Weird. You spend your lives avoiding grey hair, only to actually go the whole hog and die, I suppose. No, it is pretty. Not saying it isn't, it seems a little strange. What? You can keep calling me old if you want. It's true. Older than you, certainly. But it's not going to get you anywhere, is it? Anyway, the girl you're talking about, the grey-haired girl with the green eyes? Very nice. Very nice. Very perfectly proportioned, very statuesque. Yes. But... they still weren't a patch on you, were they? I mean, that is why you invited them over, isn't it? To give me three sets of tits to look at and compare to yours, and three sets of asses to gaze at and compare to yours. That's what the whole point of the thing was, wasn't it? It's nothing to do with wanting the car over the weekend and wanting some spending money so you can go out with your little buddies, was it? Well, that's as may be. And I might even say yes. But you did want a bit of compare and contrast, didn't you? Well, let me put it to you like this. I noticed you cajoling them into sunbathing topless. I noticed that you were not shy about forgetting your bikini top when you stood up. And I noticed that you were all so very eager to get them to follow suit, weren't you? You devious little slut. Were you trying to get daddy all turned on? Is that it? Yes, it is, isn't it? What you wanted was for me to be hard and horny and for me to be probably parked in my office somewhere, frantically masturbating to the thought of you and your three friends having fun outside. Well, maybe I was. You'll never know. But that would have meant that I wouldn't be able to do something about it now, would it? What do I mean? You know what I mean, because there's a third motive under there, isn't there? I mean, my indulgence over the weekend so you can scoot off and be with your little chums. Yes, of course. I know what you're going to get up to, because it's the same as what you always get up to with them, isn't it? You're off to find some younger men to torment, aren't you? You're not going to let them have you, though, because you're going to come home to daddy. You always do. And we will have such fun on Sunday night, when you finally drag yourself through that door, a little ball of sexual tension, having flirted and flaunted your way through the weekend. A little inferno between your legs. I know you. Don't try and con me. I raised you. No. What it is that you wanted daddy all horny because there's something else you want, isn't there? Did it turn you on, showing off in front of your friends? Yeah? And did it get you aroused thinking about me getting hard over you and them? What was it you were thinking about while you were doing that? Were you running through fantasies in your head about maybe picking one of them to come find me with? Was that it? Because you know I'll turn them down. There's only one girl for me, and that's my little girl. My girl. So, no, you put me through this entire rigmarole, this all the bouncing and the squeaking and the boobs and the barely there bikinis, for no reason, when you could have simply come to me and done what you're about to do. But don't look cool, you little slut. You know. I'm just going to sit here in my office chair, and you're going to get on your knees and take care of the hard-on you've given me. Come on. That's it. Oh, and you can slip that top off. It's barely hanging onto your tits as it is, but I want to see some chest. Come on. Look at how hard those nipples got. Look at you. I bet your cunt is soaking wet as well, isn't it? Yeah. I know what you're aching for. I know what you want, but you're not going to get it, you see. I'm not going to fuck you till Sunday night. No. But in the meantime, I do need some relief, so come on. Unzip me. That's better. Come on, get it out. God, you're going to be useful for something today, girl. Nothing. You've destroyed my productivity for the day. So, that's better. Yeah, good girl. Now, stroke it. Because I must admit, watching you and your little friends. What, do you think I was standing by a window stroking my cock through my trousers? No. I've had CCTV fitted to this place for years, dear. I used to be worried about what you were getting up to in the pool with your boyfriends, but it was never anything fun. And then, of course, we had that little blip where the neighbourhood got slightly rougher, and I was worried about people breaking into the property. No, Now, what it's been used for at least the last 2 years, is keeping an eye on you while you get up, while you're up to no good. And today it paid dividends, because today I was able to sit in the comfort of this very office. Oh, you have such talented hands, darling. And watch you and all your antics with your chums. So, what? Which one did I want to fuck the most? Well, the one that I enjoyed the most was you, of course. And I'm going to fuck you anyway, but if we take you out of the equation, then I suppose grey hair, green eyes is the interesting combination, don't you think? Isn't she the one you'd want? Oh, I thought so. I thought you had your eye on her. Have you ever been with a girl before? Yes, of course you have, you filthy little creature. There isn't any kind of degrading act that you haven't performed on yourself, isn't that true? After all, you... Oh, that's it. Yes. You've pimped your friends out before, haven't you? Fucked your way around the other dads, the lot of you. Well, except you. I know you belong to Daddy. Gently. Don't get too carried away. Is that what you wanted then? Did you want to imagine me fucking her? Or were you much more hopeful that I'd push her aside? Or did you want to put on a show for me? Is that it? Which is it? Really? You wanted to put on a show for me, and then I cast her aside. I see. I get so turned on by you, by the sight of you playing with your friend there, stripping her and fingering her and licking her, that I get so horny and carried away that I had to have you right there and then, and I'd shove her off the bed and just take you. Well, your fantasies are improving. Oh, yeah. Well, darling, you can do Daddy a favour. And I'm not, no, I'm not done with you yet. But it's way past time I had something more than your hands, talented as they are. Come on, lean in and suck Daddy's cock. Oh, yes. Oh, that's so good. You know... I've often wondered where you got your oral skills. I mean, certainly isn't from your mother. She just sucked. Well, and I can laugh at my own jokes if I want to. Shut up and suck me. Oh, yes, that's better. Come on, dirty little whore. Plenty of tongue. You know what Daddy likes. You know, and you want to do it, don't you? I know you do. I can see you smiling around my hard cock. Oh, God, yes. Fuck, yes. Oh. Because even though the old little friends aren't anywhere near as hot as you, I am only human. Aren't I? And four pairs of tits wandering around the house, four arses. And that tantalizing little square, or no, triangle, fuck, I can barely think. Oh, God. What a little whore you are to be so good at this at your age. Oh, fucking hell. That tantalizing little triangle of material covering four pretty cunts. Of course I wanted to see them. So maybe the next time you invite them back. You can try a little bit of nude sunbathing. About that. Do you think you can convince them? Oh, God. Oh, that's it. Yeah. Come on, you can take more than that. Oh, yeah. That's it, darling. Come on, take more. All of it. Come on. I want to feel my cock touch the back of your throat. Come on, make Daddy proud. Oh. Oh. That's a good girl. Let me just... Oh. Let me just help you here. I'm going to... Oh. Oh, put my hand on the back of your head. Oh. Oh, maybe you don't need my help after all. Oh, you're going to want... Are you going to make Daddy come? Oh, yeah. This is what you've wanted all day, isn't it? Come on. That's it. You be a good girl. Fuck. That's it, darling. You swallow it all like a good girl. Lovely. So, did you get what you wanted? Yes, you can go slutting about the place over the weekend. Yes, you can borrow the car. Yes, I'll even put money in your purse for the fun and frolics. And yes, you can come home Sunday night and you can come straight to my room. I know what state you'll be in, and you can bet that I'll be ready for you. So, just come in and lock the door. Oh, and come alone. Your friends are not a patch on you. I can't imagine them sucking cock as well as you do. So, you, me, Sunday night, date. Understood? Good girl.